Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Jeffrey, what's the biggest thing that's going to happen today in the world of sports?
I guess Penn State's going to hire a coach finally, it seems like.
No.
What is it?
Incorrect. The biggest thing that's going to happen today in the world of sports, across the world, certainly.
Oh, the World Cup
is the World Cup draw. The World Cup draw today begins at noon. It's on Fox, FIFA.com, and FIFA's YouTube channel. And this is where literally the entire world, billions of people, billions, you mean billions? How many people are going to be watching this?
I don't know about the draw, but I mean, billions of people watch the games.
This is like Selection Sunday, sort of, only worldwide and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to find out the fields. You know how many in the field? You know, it's just like they're always expanding.
Well, we expanded
the field.
It, right?
Of course they did.
48 is it? 48 this year?
Jeffrey, you're like a savant.
Mm-hmm.
48. Up from the previous 32, and you find out every group. There'll be the group of death, Jeffrey.
Of course.
There will be a group of death. There will be teams drawn. So what happens is you got four different pots, right? And in those pots, they're the awesome teams. They're the really good teams.
The A teams, the B teams, the C teams, and D teams.
Crappy teams.
Yep.
Look at you. You're a savant. And so then you get one group from each pot, right? It's not totally random. You can't get two from the awesome
right.
team pot. You get one from each pot, and then we go. So onward we go. There are, of course, six slots in pot four to be determined via, and the Big Ten would love this, playoff matches
of course, yes.
in March, right? So today, a massive day, and we will find out that's at
10, or I'm seeing
well,
11.
Well, it's at yeah, 11, noon
There's
Eastern.
There's a pregame show apparently on Fox.
It's at noon Eastern. But that's easily the biggest thing that will happen in the world of sports today. The biggest thing that will happen in my own personal world today is that I'm moving. And this morning, the trucks pulled up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, moving... I think we all agree from the very first moves you make. Well, okay. As a human, the first moves you really make, whatever, when you leave the home, right? Whether it's to go off to college or find your way in the world or whatever else. And then you have how many items? You have two
it's
suitcases.
Mainly, at that point, it's mainly clothes.
And a laptop.
Yeah.
And you don't have
You usually
much.
Don't even have furniture. Like, it's usually clothes.
If you're going to college, mom or dad or whatever take you. If you're going somewhere else, whatever. So, but then you can practically fit it in the overhead compartment of an airplane. Like, you can't, but you don't have that. You don't need that much stuff, right? But then you accumulate more and more. And then even when you're if you're a young single adult, when you move, you usually get a friend to help you move, right?
Yeah, usually.
Maybe you have to at that point rent a U-Haul, but probably if you got a friend with a truck, that's
say usually you're finding the person with the biggest car.
Yeah, you find the person with the biggest car.
You're never gonna guess who that was in my friend group.
It was you.
Oh yeah,
and it was pizza and beer, right?
It was no, it was mainly just like we
just did like, it for each other.
Yeah,
mostly just did it.
I don't remember getting a whole lot out of it.
Okay, so then there's that stage of moving, okay? Then there's the next stage is, all right, now you're maybe married and you're moving into your own little house or an apartment or whatever else. At this point, you're accumulating more stuff. And or maybe you've had a little home and you're moving into a slightly bigger home. There you are either renting your U-Haul or what you're doing is you're getting a mover. But you're packing every single thing yourself, and so the mover is as fast, efficient, and
right.
as little as possible, right?
Yep. They're just taking the boxes, putting them on a truck, and moving them to the new location.
And then you reach my stage in life where you've had three kids. Maybe you've gotten divorced and remarried, and so someone else's whole stuff is now in your house too. And all the stuff, kids from decades of kids growing up, and all the different stages, the baby stage with all the books that come to the baby stage, and then they start. I found the other day, I said Ben's third grade. What's the Methodist church right there on Poplar?
Mullins?
Christ Methodist.
No, oh, Christ Methodist.
Christ
Sorry.
Methodist. Yeah, Christ Methodist. The Christ Methodist third grade basketball tournament trophy.
Okay.
You know, that
important stuff.
I came across that the other day. Oh, I also, he had a collection of miniature football helmets for every NFL team in the league in a nice
case.
Well,
you gotta keep that.
I did. I didn't stop to see if all the helmets are still there.
You might not even want to tell Ben, like, hey, I found this.
Well, then
like,
the other thing
that
is...
That could be for you.
Then the other thing is that the there's been teams added since then, I think. Well, when's the last teams added? Or moved?
There's definitely been moved.
There's certainly been new... There's certainly been uniforms.
Texans, I think, are the last, and I think
I don't think it's got a Texans helmet in there, but when were they?
Hold on. Let me make sure. The Texans are the last one, right? 2000?
Oh, well, then they're all in there. Then I got it.
But obviously, the Rams have moved from St. Louis to L.A. The Chargers have moved from San Diego.
It's still a Ram helmet you still get. You still understand. Yeah. So anyway, just a million things. And then all their school stuff that you saved, maybe, you know, whatever. You know what I have?
It's not necessarily saved. It's you just didn't throw it away.
Exactly. I have, and some people are very organized about this as they go along. What do you think I am?
Not very organized.
Right,
yes, that's correct.
So, like, I have a collection of tassels for each of their graduation. I don't know whose tassels are whose. I don't know what to do. Like, do you keep the tassels? Do you throw away the... Anyway, you have a million things. All the lawn... You've got lawn furniture. You've got all the tools. I had two different blowers. I literally found four...
Did they crank?
I had... both the blowers are electric, and they're pretty recent,
okay,
so
okay,
they both crank.
Right.
They're not... I have five staplers I found. I have literally, and I counted them, 22 fingernail clippers.
Okay.
Because you always need them. They're different places,
you're
whatever.
You're just always tossing them somewhere.
Yeah, you're tossing them somewhere. And so then you're to the point where you're like, okay, I'm not. And maybe, you know, I've been working for a long time. I have more money in my bank than I used to have. And so I'm thinking, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pay someone to pack this stuff.
Pay for convenience.
Pay to pack and pay to move. But here's the truth. So I got Black Tie Moving, and they've been wonderful so far.
They've handled every one of my moves.
And they give you a price for the move, and then they give you a price for packing, but they're just estimates. And so if you can pack a lot of the stuff yourself, you can cut that packing thing in half. So we've been...
Yeah, but then you got to pack.
We've been packing furiously. I think we've packed 80%. Claire thinks we've packed more than that. I think we paid maybe 60%. But they showed up today for the packing part of it. And this was the good sign. Guy walks in And you know what he has around his neck in a necklace? You know how some people might have like a key to something, or some people might have something that really means something to them, right? Like it's maybe a cross, or maybe they have a something with a lock of hair in it, or something that maybe it's something their mother gave them, or whatever their partner or whoever. If you can guess what he had around his neck that would be meaningful to me, I will 100%, and this is not backing out, give you $1,000.
I mean, the only thing that would be significant, like
$100.
Yeah.
You might get it.
Well,
right.
You are apparently in the spirit of handing out money
now.
Like, this
I want to give it. I want to give
you this
money.
This is always a good time. Like, whenever your parents are just like,
so
in that,
good at
that mode of
you
dishing
knew,
out
you
stuff.
You knew that it was 48, so you could get this, but I'm skeptical.
I mean, there's no way I'm going to get it. Like, the only thing I was coming to mind was like a Buffalo Bill.
This is bizarre. He walked in wearing a tuba mouthpiece.
Yeah. No
around
chance.
His neck. And he's found my tuba. And he's like, comes and finds me. He says, hey, I play the tuba. He goes to Lemoyne Owen. He plays the tuba. He's just joined the concert band. I figure I'm in good hands. Plus, tuba players are used to picking up heavy things.
Yes.
The tuba.
And
right?
Like, if also if you're in band, like, you're moving around equipment
a
lot.
So, yeah. So, anyway, Black Tie move. And here's the best part. I have a radio show, so Claire's over there supervising.
Yeah.
How about that? So, there you go. Big day for me. Big day for the world. And big day on the Jeff Calkins Show, where we have Jason Smith coming up next. Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. And then I think this is it. You got bets today, right?
We can do bets. Why not?
Yeah. Last day of bets. Last day of bets for the season. I expect to cash in big on this last day of bets to make it a Merry Christmas for everybody. So, Grizzlies play tonight. That's
indeed.
Fun. Back in town. That's good, right? Back in town. Tigers, massive game tomorrow.
Yes. Jeff, on national television.
On national television.
Is got, that matters?
We got the marathon in town.
Oh, yeah.
The marathon tomorrow. The marathon is just a spectacular event. And it is a spectacular event for a bunch of reasons. One is that they just created out of whole cloth. Like they we've had Chris Boysen on before, and Chris Boysen, who is so instrumental in the Hoops for St. Jude extravaganzas that they've had. The Memphis Marathon had gone kaput. And St. Jude said, you know what, we can resurrect this. And one of the things was, is when they resurrected it, it used to be called the Best Little Marathon. That's what they called it, the Best Little Marathon. And Chris is like, we are not calling it that anymore. Like that's like, it's like saying the best mid-major, you know, no. We are not calling it that anymore. And they have grown it to spectacular fashion. And one of the wonderful things about it is obviously it raises money for St. Jude, which is critical. It raises awareness for St. Jude, which is critical. It also brings people not just to Memphis, but to downtown Memphis and into hotels in Memphis and eating in Memphis. And it is at a time when, let's be honest, that has dropped to some extent for all the reasons that we know. You have all these people pouring into Memphis, having a great time in Memphis. And it's not that, yes, there's people from Fayetteville and people from Nashville and people from Jackson and everywhere else, but there's also people from Collierville and Germantown and Bartlett and wherever else, Oakland, who might not come downtown that much. And they are pouring into downtown. And so that is happening as well. So it's a massive weekend of sports. For all kinds of reasons, but I do think the headliner remains the Memphis coaching search. And my observation is this, Jeffrey. People are losing their damn minds. We have reached the point in the search where, this is my observation, maybe I'm wrong, where people are starting to panic that it hasn't ended yet. Like, I'm now getting texts. Here's from a text last night. Just a text last night from someone who's the whatever. If I told you who this was, you would know who this was.
Okay.
And it was, I'm beginning to worry about our hire. there. And I think that I was driving in today and John calls me and says, day five. I think this is, he said something. I don't want to quote him directly. He's got his own show from 11 to 2. I'm an avid listener. He said, I think this is starting to be a bad look. And I would just say, I don't believe that for a minute. There is literally no difference between whether they hired them yesterday, today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, or whether we get a press conference Monday. If we get to Monday and there is not a coach announced, then you guys can go full Penn State on us, right? Yeah, then you can lose your ever-loving mind and you can figure that something went wrong. Do you think, Jeffrey, the fact that we don't have a coach identified right now suggests or is evidence that something has gone wrong?
I do not.
I do not. I do not believe that at all. How about the fact that South Florida has their coach and UAB has their coach and Tulane may be zeroing in on their coach and there is no coach? Is that evidence that something has gone wrong?
No, it's not.
No, it is not. I get it. People are nervous about it. But this is not. Okay, what is it evidence of, Jeffrey?
I mean, to me, it's probably evidence of your hires probably playing this weekend.
It is either evidence of this. It is either evidence that your hire is playing this weekend or someone who is playing this weekend is a prime candidate who you want to interview before you hire the person that you're hiring.
Fair enough.
Right? It's
you stated it more clearly.
I think those are slightly different. One is like,
no, I agree.
If you knew that Jerry Mack was your hire or Dan Mullen was your hire and you just aren't announcing it to Saturday. That's possible, by the way. I don't rule out that they know who their hire is and they just can't announce it. But it's also possible that
They need to get a no from somebody before
have someone in their back pocket who they like, who they're perfectly happy with and whatever, but they want to talk to one or two other people to see. That's also possible, isn't it?
Yep.
And those people could be playing tonight. Jeff, consult the college football schedule, if you will. What teams are playing tonight who might have coaches who might be of interest to the University of Memphis?
Jeff, the Kittesaw State football team plays tonight.
Enough.
That is, they play in Jacksonville, Alabama against Jacksonville State, the Conference USA Championship game. That will be 6 p.m. You can watch that on the network of stars, CBS Sports Network.
All right, so Kennesaw State is playing, and
I'm not sure how seriously to take this, but it's certainly a name that the fan base is excited about. The UNLV Running Rebels travel to Boise, Idaho to play in the Mountain West Championship game tonight. That's 7 p.m. on Fox.
So you can watch both of those. Well, by the way, do you have lines on those games? Do you know who's favored? Do you know whether either the Memphis theoretical candidates are favored to win those games?
So obviously, you know, Kennesaw, I think, is like a 2.5-point underdog, and then
gotta love an underdog.
Boise's like a 5-point underdog right now, I think. Let's see. Kennesaw State. I'm sorry. Beg your pardon. Kennesaw State is a 2.5-point road favorite.
Oh, look at that.
And then Boise's now a 5.5-point home favorite over UNLV. I think that line opened around 3.5.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Okay. Would you be... There was a lot of Dan Mullen talk yesterday. Is Dan Mullen now, of the candidates, let's just say the candidates are Charles Huff, Jerry Merrick, and Dan Mullen. Okay? Let's just say, is there something else you want to throw in there?
No, because Buster Faulkner took the Florida offensive coordinator job.
And it feels like Blake Baker's going to Tulane, right?
I think it's done.
Right. So of those three, do you have a preference? Do you have a compelling pound the table, I'll be crushed if it's not this guy preference?
I do not. I think Dan is the most proven. I think he's the safest, but the problem that I have with the Dan Mullen thing is I can't tell where, like, you're right. It seemed like the momentum went in full force yesterday, but I still have not been able to ascertain if it's like legitimate or if it's just like fans wanting it to happen.
Right. There was a lot of social media about him, but you know, Pete Thamel's not tweeting about Dan Mullen to Memphis, right?
Right. I've been trying to. On this search, it was not a name that I had heard as a real candidate.
Dan Mullen's year at UNLV this year.
I mean, he did a good job, but like, you know, they're in the exact same position that they were in last year. They're in the conference championship game as an underdog to Boise State.
And do you know, was it with new players he brought in?
Yeah, he had a bunch of new players.
My view is this, is that people would be excited about Dan Mullen because they've heard of Dan Mullen.
For sure.
In the same way that I think people would be excited about Hugh Freeze, although I don't believe he's a candidate, because he like people want names they've heard of. Like, oh my God, Dan Mullen. Ah, great. Dan Mullen, Dan Mullen, Dan Mullen, Dan Mullen. I love a name of a guy I've heard of. And in fairness, I think there is universal acknowledgement that he is a good football coach, right? He is a smart, good football coach. To do what he did at Mississippi State is not an easy thing to do. And then, of course, the Florida experience, you look back at it, and it's looks pretty good in retrospect. And he goes to UNLV, and he has a very good year, not missing a beat at UNLV. So I would be perfectly happy with Dan Mullen. I'd also be, and he's the one you sort of know. He's the one known quantity. I don't really know much about the other two except their resumes. But their resumes fit to me. The question about Dan Mullen would be how much fire is there left in Dan Mullen? You know, I don't know the answer to that. That is the question that I would want to answer if I were Ed Scott, right? And also, here's the other thing. If you have to pay Dan Mullen the bigger salary, you have to pay Dan Mullen the buyout, right?
You have to UNLV buyout, yeah.
Does that limit? In other words, is there only so much money and you either have this much money and it'll either go to Dan Mullen or to NIL? In other words, if...
So the schools will tell you no. You know my belief. It may not, like on an accounting spreadsheet, look like it is, but it's all coming from the same pot.
Like it's all coming from boosters.
Correct. Like... Yes, it is.
Now, sometimes it can be a multiplier. Sometimes you can pay a coach and like...
And then that coach brings in more donations.
You're so excited about that coach, and that coach is so good extracting money that you therefore also want to give money to NIL.
Correct. That is at least the theoretical decision that you're making.
But my fundamental view is you all should not be losing your minds that Memphis has not named a coach. I think we will have the name of the coach likely tomorrow and... certainly by Sunday, and we will have a press conference on Monday. Anything there changed for you?
Nope. Sign off.
All right. Other stuff that has happened in the world of college sports, it appears that Penn State, which has been rejected and rejected and rejected, it feels like Penn State is zeroing in on Matt Campbell. If in the end, Penn State ends up with Matt Campbell, not a great year this year, a lot of injuries this year. I think that's a pretty good landing spot, don't you?
Yeah, I think it makes sense. I guess the question is, why did it take so long?
Well, it took so long because he wasn't number one.
Then that's fine.
But here's the truth. If he had been number one, that's the thing. If he had been the first choice... and they had hired him as soon as the regular season ended, no one would have been, oh, what the hell are they thinking?
Yeah, totally agree.
He literally is good enough to have been their first choice.
Yeah.
So not such a disaster for Penn State. We got Billy Napier to James Madison. Thoughts?
So the biggest question for me now is with Napier, should Memphis have kicked the tires? I say no, but I saw a lot of people that...
Oh, no, there's a lot of people who like Billy Napier, and it's an interesting question, because that template, which is flourish at a lower-level school, go to a bigger school, and have it not work, and get fired.
Yep.
Right? And then they go back to a lower level, a G5-level school.
Mm-hmm.
That's certainly what happened with Hugh Freeze, and it worked very well at Liberty, right?
Yeah.
The
schedule worked better, but yeah, continue.
But who else has it worked for?
I mean, it hasn't been a disaster with Butch Jones at Arkansas State. Like, I don't know if it's been like a resounding success, but those are getting to be harder and harder jobs because, you know, with all of the financial implications. I would say it worked with Rich Rodriguez. Rich went to, you know, Rich in an era where... Yep. All these coaches didn't want to set aside their ego. He went to Jacksonville State.
It 100% worked with Rich Rod. So
my problem with Billy is I don't think Billy's a good coach. I think Billy's a good talent evaluator and a good roster assembler. Like I would be much more interested in hiring Billy as my program like GM. But that doesn't pay as well, so he's not going to be interested.
Well, and he showed a certain level of inflexibility and not giving up his and not the.
But like even when they were winning at ULL, I did not think his teams ever looked well coached.
UAB hires Alex Mortensen. Here's the question: I wonder about the role of Memphis's games in two coaching hires?
Okay,
one, if Memphis hadn't lost to UAB. Would Alex Mortensen be getting that job? And if Memphis hadn't beaten Arkansas, would Ryan Silverfield have gotten that job?
I'm going to say with Alex Mortensen, no impact.
No impact. You don't think they needed the win over Memphis?
No, because I think that was the direction they wanted to go, and I don't think UAB was really all that interested in spending more money.
Yeah, and let's say Memphis had converted. Let's say Memphis had tied up the game and won in overtime. I think he still would have gotten that job.
I mean, I think the Tulsa win. I mean, listen, this guy had a player stab other players, and it didn't hurt his candidacy.
Good point.
Still the most unbelievable story of the year that I feel like just got completely glossed over.
On game day.
All I ever saw was altercation.
And how about the Memphis Arkansas one?
That one you can talk me into.
Hunter Yurachek yesterday said that Ryan was the first coach he talked to in October and the last one he talked to in November.
I believe half that statement.
Well, which do you believe?
The last person he talked to.
He might have also been the first one he talked to. In other words, what he's implying there is that he's my choice all along. That's not what that means. What it means is, I know I'm going to have to do a coaching change. I think I'll talk to Ryan Silverfield. He might be one of the guys. And isn't that what he could have been the first person he talked to? Well, let's knock out this.
I think that's unlikely.
If the implication is he was at the top of my list, that's a lie.
Because I think also the first person he talked to was Bobby Petrino.
Well, that's probably true, too. So there you go. All right. We also got the Tigers and the Grizzlies. It's fun to have the Grizzlies back. I do believe if you are trudging down or skipping down, whichever, to the FedEx Forum tonight, don't you think you go with a slightly different attitude?
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely think you're right. The fact that they're coming back, and even though they lost the last three and one road trip.
But
they're just playing better. It doesn't feel like a chore to watch them right now.
No, I'm intrigued. Yeah. I'm totally intrigued by this team. And
they have the best center since Shaq right now.
And Zach Edey is fun. Mm-hmm. Zach Edey is fun. And obviously they've been away for a while, so you got the Grizzlies tonight. And then tomorrow we got Baylor. Really talented team. Two projected lottery picks on that team. I don't know what must win means anymore. No, it's not a must win. Here's the truth, though. How much are you hoping that Memphis, or belief do you have that Memphis has a real shot at doing enough in the non-conference schedule that they will be in contention to get an at-large bid?
10%. That was never my path.
Well, it was my path before the season began.
I was
skeptical, but I was like, God, that's the goal. That is certainly the goal. The goal is to get through the goal.
I think those are two different things. Goal and expectation is a different question.
Right. I didn't expect it last year, and look what they did.
Yeah.
But then, honestly, the truth of the matter is once they got blown out by UNLV, I'm like, this team isn't going to. And the problem is that they can then, if they don't win at least two, but probably three of the big time games that they have coming up, it will literally render the regular season regular season meaningless.
Except
for seeding.
Yep.
It'll matter for seeding.
Yep.
And so you'll literally be playing your regular season exclusively for seeding in a tournament that you have to win in order to go to the NCAAs. That's what this will be if you don't win certainly two and maybe three. And it feels like the most winnable game. Two of them are home. One against a Vandy team that's been very good. It feels like the most winnable of these four games is this one.
I guess I would listen to an argument, even though it's on the road. Yeah, I'd listen to an argument, but I think you're probably right.
I mean, the two that feel most winnable, I mean, let's be honest, I don't think many people give much chance to go beat Louisville at Louisville, right?
No, I mean, I think these are clearly going to be, the bookends are going to be the closest spreads.
But you probably have to win three of them, and that means you certainly have to win this one.
I mean, I guess like the Louisville, like there is kind of the reality of if you went to Louisville, it kind of makes up for other stuff, but it kind of falls back to the initial point of if you can't beat Baylor at home, why would I think you're going to go to Louisville and win?
I think in terms of momentum for this season, like, I mean, they played okay in the Bahamas, right? I mean, they should have beaten Wake, and then they came back, and then they, you know, played okay against.
They had good. I thought they played well against Wake, and they blew it. Like that. That was a game that I thought they played pretty well, start to finish. The Purdue game, they had really good stretches, and then they.
I mean, the truth matters, except for the UNLV game, they've looked like I kind of expected them to look.
Yeah, I agree.
Right. And the UNLV game was just an unmitigated disaster. But
Doug was awful, and like they were at a point where they were not going to recover from that.
But then otherwise they've looked like they're going to look. But if you're going to, like, Claire has a friend who invites her to games, and asked me to look at the schedule a month ago and say, which game should I say I'd like to go to?
Yeah.
And I said, this one. This is the, like, this.
Did you know you're moving?
It's a Saturday game. It's now, mind you, it's the marathon weekend, but it's late enough. The marathon starts at 8, and I think they give people 6.5 hours to finish.
If you're still running at 3:30, you shouldn't have been injured.
I think they give them, I think they give them 6.5 hours to finish. That gets you to 2:30. So the marathon will be done. There'll be people around. Downtown will be popping, but there will be, the marathon will be done. And you can certainly get there. And so in terms of the single game most apt to have a good crowd.
Yep.
This one, right? So I have kind of, I don't know, I think it's an important game. Must win? Must for what? Like, must, whenever you say must win, the next question is must or what?
Correct.
And there's really no or here. Like, there's no whatever. I mean, in the end, if this season goes south, we will start talking about whether there's going to be a new basketball coach, just like we've been talking about whether it was going to be like whether it's going to be another search, right? I mean, that's what we will start talking
Y'all
about.
Y'all might.
You're not going
my
to.
My stance has been very clear.
And your stance is?
It has to be a no doubt. Like, Penny is always going to, like, it's going to have to be a home run. There's no other decision possible. And I do not see that being the case.
All right, we got Jason Smith next. We'll see if he's freaking out. He's been on the Dan Mullen train, so I suspect
he's been very yesterday on my afternoon show. He was very strong.
He's a big Dan Mullen guy, and that's good. So we'll get his perspective on that. Then we got Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock, and then Jeffrey will help you to figure out where to put your wagers for this weekend's football schedule. Before then, I will tell you that if you are doing your holiday shopping, and you should be, make sure you stop at Robert Irwin Jewelers. It's fun, actually. Like, it's just fun shopping. The stuff is so beautiful over there. It's stunningly beautiful. If you're shopping for an engagement ring, there's no other place, I don't believe, where you will have the meant-to-be guarantee, which is a 365-day, no-questions-asked return policy on custom-designed rings. They've got the 12 months interest-free financing. Plus, they have a whole lot of holiday specials. They've got a tennis bracelets for, this is a three carat lab grown diamond tennis bracelet for $1,199. That one comes with a free pair, a matching pair of diamond stud earrings and diamond necklaces, 10 carat lab grown diamond tennis necklace, sparkling end to end. That's $39.99. It is Robert Owen Jewelers. Put some sparkle in someone's life this holiday season. And by the way, open Sunday through Christmas. They've got 5 locations, or check them out online at rijewelers.com. Back in a moment with Jason Smith. It's the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Jason Smith. Every single day, Jason, John, light up your radio from 11 until 2. I'm an avid listener myself. So before I get to the actual state of the current search, Jason, I was reflecting on whether I'm typically right or wrong about coaches. So of coaches that Memphis has hired over the years, what did you think? What did you think about? Let's take the two that were. What did you think about Penny and Ryan? What was your level of optimism when they were hired?
Well, I was high on both. We were obviously one of the. We were endorsers of both. We were campaign managers for both Penny and Ryan Sewerfield, and thought both would do well. So yeah, I we've spoken to that. You know. Many a time on our show about how Ryan Sewerfield, I think it wasn't just us or me.
It was a claim. I think a lot of people, 100%.
Ryan had worked at media, and frankly, we were all really not just saying, Ryan gets it. He's been involved. He's good in recruiting. He's been good with that. We were kind of trying to convince Laird Veach it was the right thing to do. You're coming in as a new AD. Here's a guy that understands the standard because he was part of what Mike Norvell did. This seems right. And felt like that was the general sentiment. And Ryan had done a good job politicking. You've talked about that. We've talked about that. Clearly, I would say from a conference championship standpoint, and you'd made three straight, we were wrong. I mean, we've been there. With Penny, you know.
You had to be all in. Who wasn't, right? Like, I mean, what was.
Penny was as much a financial move as anything else. And I think, you know, while you can say, well, you should have gone proven coach, you know, you were firing one in Tubby. I think with Penny and everything he brought in terms of, boom, you need a defibrillator, you know, to bring this thing back. And that's what he represented in terms of hometown guy coming back. And so, yes, the president of the university thought Penny Hardaway was the right guy for the job. I'm not willing to say we were wrong there.
No. He was such the obvious thing to do. Yeah, he was the only thing to do.
College basketball has changed. Memphis's place in it, at least from a financial standpoint, seems to have changed as they are also pondering and maybe past the point of pondering, already shifting to football. But you're John's laid this out. You've talked about it with him. You know, $4.5 million, you know, between $4 and $5 million. Year ago, hey, you're doing pretty good. $4 or $5 million now, and you're going up against $8 to $22 million rosters in your non-con. Nah, you don't. You know, you know, well, or against, you know, a college basketball's elite, those rosters cost that much. You're in a different place. And so I think all that has to be factored in. Bottom line is Penny got win tomorrow. Yeah. I mean, Penny's got to win, period. I don't mean it in a must win tomorrow. I mean it in a win sense. Tomorrow seems like a great opportunity because, again, you're playing a, well, while it's a solid Baylor team, you know, from an analytics standpoint, it's one that's brand new. It's one that's new like you, and Drew's trying to put them together, and they're giving up 81 points a game. They're not playing defense. But sure, they've got a lot of great players, you know, and talent like usual. But this, you know, after dropping the UNLV one, the way you got run out of your own building, and then you know, coming back from the Bahamas 0-2, losing both there, but knowing that you should have been at least 1-1, you have got to get some of these. And particularly if you're going to have anything on your non-conference resume of significance for hopes, because I'm like you guys, it seems like that at-large window is closing. So if you hope to have any hope of that, you better start getting some of these. And Baylor looks like a prime opportunity to do so. Seems like it's going to be a pick of them all.
I guess my larger point on this was that I was just reflecting myself, like back through the people who I've endorsed and not. And how the truth of the matter is, I don't know that I endorsed Larry Porter. I might have, though. Like, I, you know, and the only one, mostly I feel like I'm in a position of, boy, I hope this works. Yeah, like, with all, that's certainly how I was with Josh. Now, the ones that I had a bad feeling about, the one that I had a particularly bad feeling about was Tubby. From the moment he was hired and then certainly after the presser. And the one that I had a particularly great feeling about was Cal from the moment he was hired and certainly, you know, whatever. But other than that, I feel like I'm mostly like, you know, Justin Fuente, Mike Norvell, Josh Pass. I just sort of, you know, I hope for the best. I can get on board with any of them. And I had, you know, I think I got on board with Larry Porter and that was a disaster. So I'd
gotten on board with, not to interrupt you, I'd gotten on board with Tubby. I know initially it was awkward, but I told myself, this is a Hall of Fame coach. Like, and you're coming off Josh Pastner. And if nothing else, you're going to see a quality level of basketball that hopefully Tiger fans will appreciate. What we didn't factor in is sort of, you know, where Tubby was in his career in terms of looking at his staff and what he needed, the work that was necessary, selling the program, telling us that, hey, I'm picked fifth. That, what do you expect? That's fine, you know. Yeah, it just felt like a slow roll that never, you know, that wasn't going to work. But back to the point, I had even talked myself, I think, after that initial, whoa, does he know where he is? I had talked myself into Tubby as well.
So you're,
and I think that's what we do generally, Jeff. After a while, I think that's
so
the point.
You obviously have gone to bat that you love the idea of Dan Mullen. I will say this, like, you have been the most outspoken that they needed to make a change here. Now they lucked into the fact that Ryan made the change on their behalf. Will you be sort of, no matter who they, if they pick any of the candidates who've been bandied about, will you be in a position where you think that they're in a much better place than they were 2 weeks ago with any of them?
Better place, yeah. I think I'm going to feel pretty good about it with the guys, the names that have been bandied about because of the level of resources that Memphis has invested and because these guys have shown they do a pretty good job with what they've got. And not just that, I mean, for the most part, particularly with Mac and Dan in his first season at UNLV, they're going to conference championships, which is what was missing here. You know, and not that that's the number one for me, but here are these guys, you know, immediately going to conference championships, maximizing what they have. That's what Memphis needs. And so from that standpoint, I kind of like the way you just set it up, Jeff. I think no matter who it is, I'll talk myself into it that person will be better than Ryan was in 6 years. Ryan had 6 years to do it, and it just shows you the opportunity that Memphis is. Again, I'd stress it, that he still gets out of here with that $30-something million, you know, contract to Arkansas, life-changing money, life-changing opportunity for just being okay. I mean, some would take it up to good, and that's fine. He won 50 games. He never got to a conference championship. He had made three straight before he got the job. And so from that standpoint, I think I'll be fine and have talked myself into probably by the end of that presser on Monday that he'll do a better job. And Ryan Silverfield, back to your question, and you will be in a better place than you were, yes.
Why is Dan Mullen your number one choice?
I just think I think Dan checks boxes that maybe you don't get with some of the other candidates. He checks them all, just like I think Mac does too. I think Huff checks a lot of those boxes as well. Dan checks a box level of excitement. It's talked about, you know, the hiring Penny and what that did for you in terms of the excitement level, the vibe. Dan Mullen would do that. I just think, yeah, this area in particular, I think he'd even have some old Mississippi, I've joked about it, but I'm serious, some old Mississippi State fans probably, Mississippi State fans now, that might ponder buying season tickets that live here in Memphis. They might look at that or at least come to games just because they loved what Dan Mullen did down there. I just, him in this area, Dan Mullen, who has spoken so highly of Memphis, boy, we clung to it. We probably talked about it on the radio for at least 2 weeks. It gave us fodder about how highly he spoke of the facilities here when he was working for ESPN, working with Matt Berry, of how they were basically Power Four facilities, and he loved the program. We clung to that. And Dan Mullen, he knows the program. The question is, and you touched on it, Dan Walken, we talked about it with him this week, is where is Dan Mullen in terms of fire? And I talked about it with Jeffrey yesterday. Jeffrey, you know, he loves to be on this golf, apparently on this golf course out in Vegas. Walken was talking about it. If that's what he wants to do more, if it's already, he said, you know, this, what I'm bringing and what I do is going to be good enough anywhere I go. I really, you know, and I'm on my way. If that fire isn't burning in that way, then no, you don't want him. You don't pay all that money. You know, if it's going to be a tubby in a way, you know, yeah, you can be set in your way, sure, but you've got to understand that Memphis is at a crossroads right now. It can't miss. And so you have to be willing to do all the work. And if Dan's not willing to do that, he's not the guy for the job. That's when Mac's the guy or Charles Huff is the guy for the job. But like you said, you've got to gauge that. And I think it's worth it if he is that guy. If he's got the fire in the belly to again, I was talking about this with Jeffrey yesterday, but it's like Lane, and you're trying to fix what had been a written off sort of college coaching career. And there is that fire. You know what? Yeah, they say I don't like to recruit and everything else. They say I just sit back and develop and everything else. And he's back to sort of rewrite that. Then I want him because he might be on the way back up. But to Walken's point, if he's not, then no, you don't make that leap. But I just think with the ticket pop, Jeff, that I think he'd get with Dan Mullen, that maybe, you know, eventually comes with Mac as we see success. Hopefully it comes, but I know it's there right off the top with Mullen. I think all that, the way ESPN would write about you immediately, you know, with this, oh boy, everybody else is going coordinator. Memphis bought out Dan Mullen. You know, what a move.
I do think it's kind of a statement. You know, it's a financial statement. You know,
symbolically,
like, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So I've compared it to, again, Jeff, and I think you would agree, symbolically, it's sort of the same thing when you said Big 12, here's $200 to $250 million. We're different than everybody else. Come take us. No strings attached deal. That it's sort of the same thing symbolically. You're going down a whole different path, and you are paying some money to do it. And frankly, coming off of catching a break with Ryan Silverfield, and you caught, you know, what'd you catch, a million and a half or whatever it is there? It's just that same spirit that was you're going to buy your way in the Big 12 and show everybody that you were different and you got the money to back it up. I'd want those same folks that had that to say, hey, let's go. Let's make that move, because I don't think Dan Mullen misses.
Do you think people will be deflated? Will people be deflated if it's Charles Huff or Jerry Mack?
We'll talk ourselves into it. I mean, maybe eventually the Dan Mullen folks will be loud on social media and say, "Oh, this is the wrong hire." You can't make that determination, but of course there will be those folks. But again, I don't worry about social media. I'm sure you know. Either one of those guys will come in here and do a great job in the presser, or at least good enough for us to say what I told you. Well, you know what? We're going to be in a better position with where we were with Ryan, because it's not going to take this guy 6 years to get to a conference championship game. It can't. You have a window here of opportunity, perhaps, whether it's window of CFP, sure, but an opportunity ahead of possible realignment, you know, come 29, 2030, you have got to hit. And so that's why I think it's worth making a leap if Dan Mullen still got the fire. But you got to find that out. Mac might be the fire you need. Huff might be the fire you need. I think there's a way to go, Jeff, where, you know, there can be multiple right guys here, and so hopefully it goes that way.
You mentioned Baylor. It feels like whatever. Is this the biggest game on their schedule? I mean, it feels like the most. It feels like a very one of the winnable of these four. It's at home. It's a chance to maybe inject some, hey, could be this team, could be for real. I do think it's a massive game.
Well, it is because, I mean, you're talking about the home ones. Vandy's up at number Vandy's seven really on good. Ken Pom that you got in a, you know, after your trip
They're
to Louisville.
Killing everybody.
It's going to be tough. And so, yeah, these ones that are at home, yeah, you need to get this one. Like I said, they you know, I think my man Jason Munns predicted a Memphis win. I think it's going to be a pick 'em. Ken Pom's got it, a 2-point Baylor win, I think. And so this is it's winnable. What Penny hopefully has found out through these, you know, this rough start, you know, you benched Bradshaw last game. Silla didn't play but 2 minutes. You know, hopefully he's got the guys that he knows are going to give him energy. Seems like that's sort of been his fight all year long, in terms of trying to find which ones are the guys I need in this rotation. Lord knows. I mean, right now you're also fighting through injury with Curtis Givens. His own son, Ashton Hardaway, has been down. Thetford right. hurt himself in this last game. Hopefully he's ready to go. But hopefully you've just got, you know, 8-9 guys that you actually know are going to go out there and play for 40 minutes. It's Baylor. Scott Drew's on the other side. These guys know Baylor. They should get up for this one. Much in the same way I think they got up for Purdue. I mean, again, the roster was good enough to play Purdue better than Texas Tech did, and you should have won the Wake Forest game. So go out there and beat Baylor. I'm with you, Jeff. In terms of this home schedule, yeah, this is the best of the rest, it seems like to me, because Vandy's going to be too tough, at least from what we've seen so far.
And then finally, the Super Bowl shuffle was 1985. So I'm just trying to do the math here. You've been a Chicago Bears fan for forever. Forever, you were alive in 85.
Yes.
Do you recall those Bears?
Of course. This is when my dad brought me in. I mean, I was relatively the same age as my son is now as I bring him in. I mean, it's a full circle thing. Bears aren't anywhere near the dominant, you know, the dominant presence in the league that we were as my dad was bringing me in, really as I was sort of getting indoctrinated into what would be my Bears fandom by him. And it was easier, Jeff.
That's a team that's easy to fall in love with.
It was easy to usher me in. Yeah. We had Refrigerator Perry. We had the greatest running back in the world in Walter Payton. And my dad said, his nickname is Sweetness. And I said, oh, my God. I fell in love. How could you not fall in love with
it? It had a Danimal coming off the edge. Singletary.
I'll be honest, Jeff. I'm praying for. Because Lord knows, after that Super Bowl for me, I mean, I'm about to be 50 next year, and I haven't seen success like that since 85. I mean, we've been to the Super Bowl, we've lost, you know, everything else. But I'm praying that I'm ushering my son in at a time where we finally got a quarterback and a coach that can give him a much more, you know, joyful run as a Bears fan than what I've had here lately. I want better for him than what I've had.
We all do. We want better for our children.
Hopefully I'm ushering him in at a good time. My gosh, though, Caleb Williams has got to get that completion percentage up. But he has been good enough. He has been good enough.
That is, you had the best team to fall in love with because cartoon characters.
The posters, Samurai Mike, I hadn't gone through the defense like you talked about. Richard Dent ends up being the MVP of the Super Bowl.
Awesome.
He was a beast. He's a Hall of Famer. I could go. The offensive line, they were all stars in their own way. Everybody had nicknames. You had the posters. Had all the posters of the guys.
And you had Willie Gault, fast as hell on the outside.
Track speed, world-class speed. Willie Gault, who would always catch it, but my dad would yell because he's going to fall down. He's never going to do it after catch. He's going to fall after he catches it, which Willie Gault would do. There's a couple where he finally made it all the way to the end zone. But, man, you hit the nail on the head, man. That was a fun team to root for back in that day. So I didn't have any problem being a Bear back then.
All right, thanks, Jason. I appreciate it.
All right, brother.
Yep.
Take care.
That's Jason Smith. What's your favorite team ever, Jeffrey? Your favorite team ever, the team that was most irresistible to you?
2011 Grizzlies are probably up there.
2011 Grizzlies are pretty awesome.
Because
it's weird for me because I was covering them, and so I just think, if I think pure fandom, but that team was.
It was just so unexpected.
There's personalities.
Yes.
And there, you know. And then you had Shane coming back and hitting the three. And you had, if Tony, and we could all pick our own. You know what I mean? You all pick your own favorite. That was an easy team to fall in love with. For me, the team that I loved more than any other. I mean, I'm thinking back in my youth, you know.
OJ's 2,000 yards?
No, I like that team, but it wasn't a Bills team. It was the Sabres.
Yeah.
It was the Sabres and Gilles Perreault, Rene Robert, and Rick Martin, the French Connection, with Jim Schoenfeld. Jim Schoenfeld released an album or a CDs or something. He was a defenseman. And on one side, he's saying, I want to hold your hand. And I thought he was the guy who's saying, I want to hold your hand.
I like that.
I thought Jim Schoenfeld was the guy who did I want to hold your hand. Turns out some other folks had beaten him to it. But like when you're 12, 11, 10, whatever it is, it's the team that I most fell in love with. All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We'll talk to Chris Harrington on the other side. And then Jeffrey will do his bets. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on a Friday, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.